Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, saints of God. We're glad to be here on this wonderful day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing, and we're glad in it. Today is Tuesday. It is the 16th day of the month of August 2022. And we know because God is here, we have the ability to continue to do his work. We have our faith in him. We have our health and strength, sound minds. And last night we slept in the very image of death, and God protected us from harm and danger. So we're just grateful that we have been able to come once again together and to serve God, to live for him, and stand in the gap, make up the hedge, and intercede on behalf of other people. This is so important, what we're doing, what God has blessed us to be able to do here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. This is a beautiful platform, and we're able to reach around the world because people from other countries have the ability to check in and do what they need to do, you know, receive what they need to receive, and we're just so grateful for that today. So, Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, we're just thanking you, Father. Lord, first of all, we just thank you for you being our God. You're the one and only wise God. You're the God of the universe. You're the all-coming King. The King of all glory has come in, the King strong and mighty. My God, we thank you that you're sovereign. You have no respect of person. What you have done for one, you can do it for another. So we are grateful for that, Lord. Thank you for your word, O God. Your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, O God. So we're grateful for that word, O God, that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So, Lord, we know that all things that were done by you, Father. So, Lord, we just thank you this morning because we know that you are a trustworthy and a proven God. Hallelujah, Jesus, my Father. We thank you that you spoke into existence the stars, the sun, the moon, the constellations. And, oh, my Father, we thank you for all the planets that you put out there, Lord. And, Lord, you took the time to stoop down and form man in your very own image, and you blew into man the breath of life, Lord. So we thank you for the breath of life this morning because you gave it to us, Lord. And we're still able to just give you the praise because you designed us in such a way that we can praise you, God. And so we are thanking you this morning for just blessing us for the anointing that destroys yokes and bondages, oh God. My Father, we thank you for the fact that Jesus came to this earth. He gave his life so that we could have life and life more abundantly. We thank you, Jesus, for your obedience. You could have decided not to come, but you decided it was a good thing because the world needed you. And so we're thanking you today for what you did as you went up the hill, Golgotha. You bore all those stripes on your back, and because of the stripes, we are healed. And we're thanking you for healing this morning, healing each and every day, mental healing, physical healing, oh God, relational healing. Oh, my Jesus, we thank you so much that you did shed your blood on Calvary so that we could be free. So we thank you for freedom from sin, death, hell, and destruction. And even this morning, oh God, we're believing for souls to be saved, oh God. And we're thanking you for backsliders to be reclaimed for you, God. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost. And we say, Holy Ghost, have your way in this place. We realize it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, for the spirit of the living God just falling fresh this morning. And Lord, I ask you to forgive me of any wrongdoing, sins of omission, sins of commission, oh God, anything that I said or even thought that was against your will. Lord, create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And Father, today we pray that you continue to remove the demonic forces that are plaguing our nation and the world, O God. We thank you, Lord, today for just helping us to know that you're the one who is there for us and you will fight for us, O God. And Lord, we pray to day, oh God, that Jesus is the one who we can depend on. He's the one who is sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, and he's interceding for us. And, oh, my Jesus, we thank you so much for that, my God. You have called us friend, and you are a friend who's closer than a brother. And so we thank you today that you continue to protect us from all the evil that lurks in high and low places, oh God. We praise you, oh God. We say to God be the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, we thank you, God, today for giving us the authority to do greater works, oh God, and the works we do are not carnal but mighty. And God, for pulling down strongholds, oh God, we stand strong in who we are in the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, we come against and break every unknown covenant with the devil in the name of Jesus. We declare our covenant with God through the blood of Jesus Christ. We bind the spirit of the Antichrist and loose the spirit of truth today, oh God. We execute judgment upon them in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, all that has tried to bring destruction in our land and country are to be to the people of God. Lord, we pray that your holy fire will burn up every ungodly root in the name of Jesus, and the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in his wings. Hallelujah, Jesus, according to the book of Malachi. My God, we thank you for that this morning, oh God. My God, we just intercede on behalf of this nation and other nations in Jesus' name, oh God. By faith we ask, seek, and knock, and we know that we have confidence in you, oh God, that you hear us, oh God, and you answer our prayers, oh God. We pray and confess our sins and those of our country, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray that you have mercy upon us, oh God, according to the loving kindness, oh God, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Hallelujah, Jesus, blot out our transgressions, oh God. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquity, O God, and cleanse us from our sins, O God. In the name of Jesus, my God, thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. In the name of Jesus, my Father, there are six things, O God, that you hate, O God, and seven things that are detestable to you, O God, the haughty eyes, O God, lying tongues, O God, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, O God, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray against wandering eyes and lying and lips, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bind up that murdering spirit today, O God, the spirit of deception and fraud spirits, O God, scheming and manipulating spirits today, God, in the name of Jesus, systematic injustice and abuse that are stirring within our communities, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We come against every trick of the enemy today, Father. We pray, decree, and declare lifelessness to such spirits in the name of Jesus. My God, we curse these roots, these spirits from the roots in the name of Jesus, that they will wither away, that they will decay, they will cease to live and become dry roots in the mighty name of Jesus. My God, we just thank you, Lord, today that we have the power through your word, oh God, to come against every trick and scheme of the devil. You have given us power to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, O God, and nothing shall by any means hurt us today, Father, in the name of Jesus. My God, we just thank you, Lord, today for your deliverance this morning, O God, in this nation, O God. My God, we just curse the spirit of Balaam, O God, around our nation, O God. In the name of Jesus, be paralyzed and destroyed and put to shame, you demonic spirits, this morning. In the name of Jesus, my God, we ask you, Lord, today that you cover all corners of our nation, east, west, north, and south, oh God. In the name of Jesus, all Goliaths are falling before us this morning. In the name of Jesus, my God, we loose this fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, my God, faithfulness, oh God, gentleness, and self-control this morning, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Against such things, there is no law, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my kashita, my God, I seek. Seal this declaration prayer with the blood of Jesus, that the enemy would not steal from it, and that the word of God would not return to him void in the name of Jesus, but it shall accomplish what you sent it to do today, oh God. Hallelujah. I believe that it's done this morning by the precious blood of Jesus, and the battle is won in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, oh God. We just praise you this morning, oh God. We bless your name, God. We magnify you today, oh God, because you are the awesome God. So we thank you this morning for your wonderful goodness, your graciousness, oh God, your kindness towards us, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the unity here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that we continue to see you do mighty works, oh God, in our lives, oh God. The miracles, the signs, and the wonders follow us because we do believe in you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise your holy and your righteous name, oh God. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. So this morning, I'm just going to do good praying this morning. We know that there are many warriors and intercessors here on the prayer line. So I'm just going to call some names and see if you're available to pray. Then after you give the okay, then I'll go back and hear other apostles. Are you available? Can't hear you if you're okay. Mr. Gladys, are you available?
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. Yes, I'll pray.
Okay, Sister Marie, are you available? Sister Marie.
Good morning. I'm available. I
can't hear you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay,
all right, Sister Chris, are you available?
Good morning, yes. I'm available.
Okay. All right, and then Sister Linda Taylor, are you available?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we're going to go in this order. Apostle Horsley and our Minister Gladys, then Sister Marie, and then our Sister Linda Taylor, if you will. Chris, then Minister Sister Taylor, Linda Taylor, in that order. That was. Thank you.
Do you want me to go ahead and then go first? That's the bottom.
Yes, Sister Gladys, you got to go first.
Okay. Father God, we thank you this morning. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praises this morning, Lord God. We thanking you right now, God, for the breath of life that you breathe into our bodies this morning. We thank you right now, God, for a mind that stayed on thee. We thank you right now, God, for a sound mind in the name of Jesus. Lord, you didn't have to do it, but you did, Father, in the name of Jesus. You saw fit to wake us up this morning. And I thank God this morning for everyone that's on this prayer line right now, God, this morning. And I know right now, God, that no weapon is formed against us shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, just thanking you right now, God, for the ones that wanted to be on the prayer line for some reasons that they're not, Lord God. Lord, we bless them anyway right now, God. Lord, God, lead and guide us with your eye. Guide us by the skillfulness of your hands. Lord, order our steps this morning right now, God. And, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah, we give you the first fruits of our morning this morning, God. Hallelujah, asking you for forgiveness right now, God. Hallelujah, forgive us of anything that we have done wrong, Father, knowingly and unknowingly, seen and unseen, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, and laying every concern every weight that so easily beset us at your feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And, Lord, as you forgive us our debts, that we forgive others, Lord. You said if we don't forgive others, then you won't forgive us right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we're asking you right now in the name of Jesus to have your way in our lives, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven over our lives right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And the Lord is our shepherd that we shall not want. Lord, you make us to lie down in green pastures. You lead us beside the still waters. You restore our souls. You lead us through the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil, for thou art with us. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort us. Thou preparest a table before us. Hallelujah. In the presence of our enemies, Lord, we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah right now, God. We thank you. We thank you. We honor you in your son, Jesus' name, that we can come boldly before the throne of grace and let our request be made known unto you, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah for peace, the spirit of peace right now, God. Peace right now, God. Hallelujah in our hearts. Peace in our homes, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we honor you and we praise you for the victories in Jesus' name. Lord, continue to help us to trust you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us continue to trust you with all of our hearts and lean not into our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you, Lord God. And you shall direct our path, Father, in the name of Jesus. Show us and tell us what you, how can we be of service to you this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we're asking you to have your way in our lives this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you for our family members right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, for keeping us right now, God, for waking us up this morning, right mind, Father, sound mind, Father. So this morning, Lord God, we're asking you to give us clarity right now, God, in your son Jesus' name, and open up our understanding to your word, Father. Hallelujah. Give us hearts of compassion, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Let the fruits of the Spirit flow freely in our lives this morning, Lord God. In your son Jesus' name, Lord, we honor you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, agreeing with one another and praying in Jesus' name, Almighty God. Father, we just worship you, Father, for who you are and what you are in our life, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we put you first, Lord. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for loving us, Lord, unconditionally, Lord, for Jesus dying on the cross for our sins, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 and by his stripes we are healed, Lord. Oh, Lord, you are faithful, Lord. Oh, yes, faithful, faithful, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, for never turning your back on us, never forsaking us. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We just praise you, Lord, as you continue giving us more and more strength wherever we may need it, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray that you open doors for us that need to be opened, shut doors that need to be shut, Almighty God. Lord, we just thank you for going with, being with us no matter what we go through, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, for your word is true, Lord. And we stand on your promises, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Almighty God. Those that are in need of patience, Lord, give them patience. Those that need the strength, give them strength, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, those that need the financial blessings, Lord, give them financial blessings. Those that need a shelter, Heavenly Father, give them shelter. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Those that need a healing, give them healing, Lord. Lord, we pray that you restore minds, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we just pray for those that need comfort, whether it's from their loved one moving on, transitioning on, or they're just lonely, or whatever they need comforting for, Lord, because there are many things a person can need comforting for. Oh, give them comfort, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Continue pouring more and more of the Holy Spirit in us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And those that's not in the supernatural, Lord, move them into the supernatural, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for restorations of marriages, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, 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 Lord. Lord, we pray that you continue molding us into the person that you want us to be, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Soften the hearts of those that have a heart, stony heart, Heavenly Father, that they may be able to love, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, move in the stumbling blocks that are in our way, Heavenly Father. Oh, that we don't stumble over them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for peace over this land, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Pray that you remove all these different viruses and diseases that's out, that's rising up, Lord, cropping up, Lord. Oh, yes, remove these diseases, Lord, because there's nothing that you cannot do, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for the government, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, that they do right by your people, Lord. They were put in office because we thought that they would be there for us, Lord, and those that not there for us, Lord, expose them, Lord, and remove them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Those of us that don't have joy, Lord, put joy in their life, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Those that don't have peace, put peace in their life, Almighty God. Lord, and those that need empowering, Lord, empower us, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we look up to you for everything, Lord. For every step that we take and every breath that we make, Lord, we depend on you. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Every day, every hour, every minute, every second, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we just praying, Lord, that you just open the eyes of those that are blind, that don't see things as they should see it, Lord. Lord, we asking that you touch their eyes, Lord. Those that mind that needs to be touched, touch their mind, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 so they can think right. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Hallelujah. And touch those feet of those that's not walking right, that they can walk right, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. There's no one like you, Lord. There is no one like you, Lord. And we just thank you and praise you for being our Father, Lord. Somebody we can depend on, Lord. Somebody we can call on 24 hours a day, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, Almighty God. Lord, we're praying for miracles, Lord, to be moved up, Lord, be magnified, Heavenly Father. Those that we've been waiting on miracles for a long, long time, Lord, praying that you magnify those miracles, magnify, move us who waited next, move us up next in line for that miracle, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray for those that may be going to court today, Heavenly Father. Be their lawyer, Lord. Lord, through their lawyers, earthly lawyers, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Show up and show out, Heavenly Father, for whoever they might be, whatever state or country they may be in, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Lord, we pray for those that have addiction, Lord. Those addicted to cigarettes that have quit, Lord, give them strength that they succeed, Lord. That they not turn back. Those that don't crack, they not turn back. Those on pills, don't turn back. Whatever addiction they have, Lord, and they done got off, Lord, whether they just got off yesterday or whenever day, Lord, give them strength, Lord, so they can. If you do it for one, you will do it for another. So encourage them, Lord, to keep going, Heavenly Father. And set those free, Lord, that family members have been praying for them to get off, even if they don't want to get off. You have all power, Heavenly Father. Whatever it is, Lord, we put it in your hands, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Whatever, anyone situation is on this front line or their family member, their friend, Lord, give them the strength and let go and let you, Lord. As they say, let go and let God, Lord. So give them the strength, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Father God, I connect all the prayers that are going on this hour, no matter what prayer line they own or whether they're home by themselves, on their knees or just praying at this hour, I connect all the prayers with Father who art in heaven, I be thy name, thy kingdom come, that will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us, and everybody we pray for, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Lead us not in temptation, but give us our evil, for you are our kingdom, power, and glory. You are everything, Lord. And we all love you, and we are praying with one another, praying in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
Father God, I come to you this morning with praise in my heart. Thanking you, Father God, that you woke us up this morning in our right mind. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving our souls, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, when we was lost, you reached down and touched us, hallelujah. Lord, I look to you this day to do your will, Lord Jesus, that you will be glorified, Father God. Lead us and guide us in the way to go today, Lord. If there's anybody we need to speak to today, Lord, may we be obedient, Father God. Is there somebody out there we need to go ask for forgiveness, Father God? Let us do that, Lord Jesus. Help us to be obedient, Father God, to your spirit, Father God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. You said you never leave us and never forsake us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, Father God. It gives us power, Father God. Oh, Lord Jesus, there's times when we feel weak, Lord Jesus. But we thank you that your spirit lifts us up. Hallelujah, that we can look up. Oh, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord. We can lift up, Lord Jesus, when we feel like we just can't make it. Oh, God, all we have to do is just call on your name. You said that you'll bring all things, oh, to our remembrance. And that one thing, Lord, you said that you would strengthen our bodies. You said all things work together for good. So, Lord, whatever we're going through, even in the hospital room, Lord, if you could use us in there, Lord God. Oh, God, Lord, let there not be no place that you can't use us, Father God. Lord, we thank you. We glorify you. We thank you for the Holy Ghost, Father God. We thank you for the gifts of the Spirit, Father God. Lord Jesus, you're just an awesome God, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. As we go through our day, we can remember you said that we're the apple of your eye. Oh, God, if we're the apple of your eye, we're very important to you. We're part of the body, Father God. Lord, help us, Lord Jesus. If there's a hand to be needed, let us reach our hands out to you, Father God. If you want us to walk a mile for a sister or a brother, let us do it, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, whatever you say, Father God. Oh, God, speak to us. Speak to us, Holy Spirit, as we read your word, Lord. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for the encouragement, Lord. Oh, God, you're such a loving God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. All we have to do is ask. Not seek, and you'll be there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There's people on the prayer line that have loved ones that are sick and afflicted, Father God. We lift them up to you, Father God. We ask that you go into the hospital room, Father God. Encourage the patients, Father God. No matter what the outcome may be, you have the last say. No matter what the doctors say, you have the last say. And we look for you, Lord Jesus. We look to you. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for our neighbors, Father God. We thank you that your word says, love your neighbors as you love yourself. Hallelujah. Lord, they look at us, Lord Jesus. Help us to walk right, Father God. Help us to show love and patience and kindness. Hallelujah. And long suffering, Father God. May they see the love of Christ in us, Father God, that we may win souls. It's all about you, Lord.
It's all about you. So use us, Lord, for your glory. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. We glorify you this morning, Lord. You're such an awesome God. Hallelujah. It's a pleasure, Father God, to serve you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, when we were lost, Lord God. You kept us, hallelujah, for such a time as this, Lord. We lift our nation up to you, Father God. You said in your word, if we would turn from our wicked ways, we would hear from the Lord. Oh, God, I lift the nation up, Father God. Oh, God, our president, Father God. Oh, we lift up the Congress, Father God, the Senate, Father God. Oh, God, the army, oh, God. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would give our president an ear, Father God. May he hear from you and ask guidance from you, Lord. Fill him with the Holy Ghost that he would know exactly what to do, Father God. Oh, God, it's such a time as this, Heavenly Father. There's nations, oh, God, that don't know you, Lord. There's people that want to know you, Lord. So send us, Lord Jesus, send us wherever you want us to go to buy you, Lord. Because we know these are the end times, Father God. And the time is short, Lord. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, use us this day. Help us to be aware of who we are in Christ Jesus and take authority, Lord God. Take authority where we need to take authority in, Father God. Help us to walk in the newness of Christ every day, Father God. Help us to seek your face, Lord, and we'll be sure to give you all the glory and all the praise. Hallelujah. Lord, there's no sickness you can't heal. There's no mountain you cannot move. So, Lord, we trust you this morning. We trust you, Lord, and we ask that you bless the facilitator of this line, Father God, that you gave her a mind, Lord God, to put this together, Lord, and we know it's all about you. And we thank you that the leader listens to you and listens, thus saith the Lord. We lift her up to you this morning, Father God, thanking you for her, Lord Jesus. Protect her, oh God. Keep a shield around her, Father God. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We ask that you bless her family, Father God. We ask that you bless her uncle, Lord God. We know, Lord Jesus, that you made the heart, Father God. You made the vows, Father God. And you're able to recreate, hallelujah, to recreate, Lord, what needs to be recreated in our bodies, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're going to give the doctors wisdom, Lord Jesus. We ask that you send them the doctors that they need, Father God. Make it personal to them, Father God. Let them know you got them, Lord God. Oh God, sometimes people feel like there's nobody that loves them, oh God. Send somebody, Lord Jesus, somebody into the homeless place, Lord God, and speak to them, oh God. Speak to their minds, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to do what we can for the homeless, Lord. I know there's something, oh God, that we can do. So, Lord, speak, Holy Spirit. Speak, Holy Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you go into the churches, Father God. Go into the homes of the pastors, oh God, that they may give a word for this season, Father God, that they may give a word for this season, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus, kind, Lord, kind and loving, oh God, even when they're not lovable, Lord, that only you can give us, Lord, that we may win souls for you, Father God. It's all about you, Lord, and we thank you. We count it a privilege this morning, Lord. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I glorify you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory, glory, glory. As we prepare our day this morning, Lord, may we look to you. May we look for you for guidance, because that's the only way we can win this world, is to seek guidance and trust you, oh God. We glorify you in Jesus' precious name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Father God, we give you all the glory and honor this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for you are the giver of life, Lord God. Lord God, we give your name all the praise and glory this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for salvation, Lord God, and what you're doing in our family's life, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for giving us the grace, Lord God, to see today, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would give us the grace to obey, Lord God. Give us the grace to obey your commands today, Lord God. Lord God, help us to, Lord God, to just follow you, Lord God. Lord God, that your will be done, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for giving us the grace, Lord God, to be different, Lord God. Lord God, to stand, Lord God, on the word of God, Lord God, no matter what's going on around us, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you for the grace, Lord God, to just to keep going, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God. We give you all the honor, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in our family's life, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for removing every stumbling block, Lord God. Anything that's getting in our way, Lord God. Anything, Lord God, that's trying to stop our success, Lord God, or stop us from going to the next level, Lord God, or stop us from receiving what we need to receive from you, Father God. We ask you to remove it today, Lord God. Lord God, we tear down every stronghold, Lord God. Lord God, anything, Lord God, that's hindering us, Lord God. Lord God, anything that's blocking us, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to remove it today, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to Lord God, just to open the gates of heaven, Lord God, to pour out so many blessings, Lord God, that we don't have room enough to receive, Lord God. Lord God, because we know, Lord God, the faithful wounds of a friend, Lord God. Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you, Lord God, you chastise us, Lord God. Lord God, just because, Lord God, you want us to do better, Lord God, and be better, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for everything, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us in every situation, Lord God. For you are our Father, Lord God. And, Lord God, you never will forsake us, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God, for standing closer than a brother, Lord God, sustaining us in every situation, Lord God. We thank you for the salvation, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being able to know you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, to be in and just, Lord God, in your presence this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you today, Lord God, to move on our behalf, Lord God, for you know the prayers of the righteous avail as much, Lord God. You said, Lord God, in your word, Heavenly Father, you know what your people need, Lord God. So we ask you today, Lord God, that you would answer every prayer, Lord God, answer every prayer on this prayer line, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, today that you meet our needs, Lord God, just like you did for the children of Israel, Lord God, when they were in the wilderness, Lord God. You met their needs and gave them manna, Lord God. So we ask you today, Lord God, to meet our needs, Lord God. We are your people, Lord God. We're seeking after you, Lord God. We're crying after you, Lord God. We're praying, Lord God. We're asking for change, Lord God. We're asking for answer prayers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord God, we're praying, Lord God. We're seeking after you, Lord God. We're abiding in you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. You said if we abide in you, Lord God, you abide in us, Lord God. So, Lord God, we're abiding in you, Lord God. We're seeking you this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we're seeking you for our children, Lord God. We're seeking you for our family, Lord God. We're seeking you, Lord God, for our family members, Lord God, our friends, Lord God, our neighbors, Jesus, Lord God. We're praying for their salvation, Lord God. We're praying for the salvation of TJ Jadon, Lord God. Sierra, Lord God. Lord God, Kenyon, Heavenly Father, Denver and Dallas, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every family member, Lord God, on this prayer line, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you divinely protect them, Lord God. Divinely, Lord God, order their footsteps, Lord God. Lord God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you divinely intervene on their behalf, Lord God, for you know what they need, Lord God. So, Lord God, we pray for divine intervention today, Lord God, that you will divinely order our footsteps, Lord God, everywhere we go today, Lord God. We pray right now, Lord God. We're praying for marriages, Lord God, that you will divinely intervene on in marriages today, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, Lord God. Lord God, for those, Lord God, that are seeking after marriage, Lord God. Lord God, that are seeking their partners, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you divinely intervene on their behalf today, Lord God. Divinely make connect the relationships, Lord God, that need to be connected, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for divine intervention, Lord God, that only that you can do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God. We pray for a renewed anointing, Lord God. as we go about our day, Lord God. Anoint us for this day, Lord God. Everywhere we go, Lord God, let it be, Lord God, Lord God, let your anointing go before us, Lord God. Lord God, cover us, Lord God, with grace, Lord God. Cover us with mercy, Lord God. Cover us with favor, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for favor for everybody on this prayer line, Lord God. Lord God, let a favor, Lord God, from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you bless the works of their hands, Lord God. Everything that they do, Lord God, let them prosper, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let them prosper, Lord God. Lord God, because you will get the glory, Lord God. Lord God, we just want to glorify you, Lord God, in everything that we do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you have the glory, Lord, that you have the glory, Lord God. Lord God, we just pray for a renewed anointing today, Lord God. Anoint us, Lord God. Anoint us, Lord God, for everything that we're doing, Lord God. Lord God, help us to find favor, Lord God, with man, Lord God. Favor with woman, Lord God. Favor with those who will make decisions over our life, Lord God. Lord God, help us to have favor, Lord God, and wisdom, Lord God. Let wisdom, Lord God, overtake us, Lord God, in every area of our life, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Help us to move on purpose, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, Lord God, because you are greater, Lord God. There's no God greater, Lord God. Lord God, you are faithful, Lord God. You can move mountains, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you can move mountains, Jesus, Lord God. You are faithful, Lord God. You are the God, Lord God, that led us out of the valley, Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You are the lily in the valley, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you keep us, Lord God. You protect us, Lord God, and we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just pray today, Lord God, that you answer the prayers of your people, Lord God. We seek you while you may be found, Lord God. Lord God, we knock it, Lord God. We seek it. We ask it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. To have your way in our life, Lord God, today, Lord God. Let today not be like any other day, Lord God. Let the anointing of Jesus Christ carry us today, Lord God. Lord God, turn some situations around, Lord God. Remove every stubborn situation out of our life, Lord God. Any part of our life where we may be stagnated, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you remove all stagnation today, Lord God. Let us be catapulted, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you catapult us into the position, Lord God, of where we need to be, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that you can change things in the blink of an eye, Lord God. We serve a mighty God, Lord God. We serve a God over that's over everything, Lord God. Nothing is impossible for you, Lord God, and we know that, Lord God, so we ask you today, Lord God, if there's any area of our life, Lord God, that we are being stagnant, Lord God, remove that block today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. If there's anything that's in our inheritance, Lord God, that's been in our family for years, Lord God, that's causing us blockage, Lord God, remove it today, Lord God. Cast it out today, Lord God. If there's anything in our family, Lord God, in our bloodline, Lord God, that's causing us pain, Lord God, that's keeping us from, Lord God, going to the next level, Lord God, remove it today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Break every generational curse right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Free us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're asking you today, Lord God, remove any boundaries, Lord God. Anything that's holding us back, Lord God, remove it today, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we give you all the glory. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for all these prayers this morning. We're going to take a moment just to find out if you have a prayer request or praise report, if you will just, you know, quickly share that with us today. And we know that God is just, you know, doing a great thing for each and every one who has prayed. We do appreciate your taking the time. Those who are here, so if you have a praise report or a prayer request, you may give that at this time.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sister Gladys. I just appreciate God for what he's doing. I thank God yet and still. I still pray the prayer that Pastor Bundes gave us about, you know, God's grace and favor. And I continue to pray that pray that prayer every day for over me and my family members, and not just only for my family members in Christ Jesus, you know, also for us, you know, for over their lives too. And I've seen God move in, you know, in some ways, in a lot of ways I've seen him move. So things that I know that I needed, that he's given to me, not in my order and not when the time that I say that to give him, but in his own timing that it is done. And I'm seeing that each and every day when I wake up, you know, and, you know, just how God is just moving, and he's showing me favor, you know, in a lot of different ways and stuff, and how he's doing it. And it might not be, you know, how you give it out, but it comes back to when a family member could have died or whatever the situation may be, the healing may come, but he gives it back to us. And I just appreciate God for what he's doing, what things that he's about to do, and the things that he's going to do for us. And I thank God for also me going to have many surgeries and stuff. And I just thank God that I just know that it's already done. In Jesus' name, God is going to be there with me. He's going to be there guiding the surgeon's hand and everything throughout it all, that I will wake up. Like everything will run smoothly like it's supposed to run, because the last time that I did it, they said it was hard to wake me up, but the devil is a lie in the name of Jesus. So when they put me out, then I will wake up in a timely fashion according to the anesthesia that they give me. So I just appreciate God for that. And that this will be the end of that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Sheila. I just need y'all to go in prayer with me. I'm on my way to the health center. I already been to my medical doctor. He want me to take the shingle shot. But, you know, I'm like 64, and I don't remember having the measles or the chicken pox. I know I got the shots for them when I was young. But if I didn't have it, why should I take that shot? So I want y'all to pray with me as I go to the health center, see if they could take blood and find out did I have it or not, because I'm one that was born with asthma. I always got the shot, and the shot went, which it consisted, had steroids in it. So my thinking, telling me, I remember I had always had to run to the hospital for all my breathing. So all that steroids that I had in my system, I really believe it prevented the measles and the chicken pox, because I don't remember having it. You know, so if y'all could just go in prayer with me going down to health center, I'm on my way now, that they can do this thing for me and find out that I have it or not, because I really don't remember. But I remember, I'm talking about being young, going in the ambulance, getting the shot in my buttocks, breathing better. But I don't remember the measles or the chicken pox. And I don't feel in my heart that I need to take that shingle shot if I didn't have it. So if y'all can go in prayer with me, I too would thank you in advance.
Amen. We'll be praying for you, my sister. Anybody else?
Good morning, sister. I praise report. My daughter, y'all pray for my daughter. She did end up not finding her home, her phone. She did find it. She decided to the backtrack where she went, and she found a Hobby Lobby, and somebody was trying to claim her phone. That was her work phone with Home Depot. And after 7 days, she tested after being positive. Y'all pray for her for that too. And she tested negative in 7 days. So thank y'all for praying for Sadiqia.
Amen. Praise the Lord for sharing that. Praise the Lord. Anybody else?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Linda.
Good morning.
I'm
okay, we got two
I'm
people talking. Go ahead, Sister Linda.
Yes, I'm asking y'all to keep on praying for my back to get better. And also, I lost my keys yesterday, and I'm asking y'all to pray that I find my keys. I have to pay a lot of money to have those keys replaced.
Amen. Okay.
Thanks.
Heard Pastor Scholastica?
Well, I just wanted to say I'm here listening in agreement, and thank you, and thank God for all the prayers that have gone out. In Jesus' name, you all have a good day.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Anybody else?
Good morning. This is Lois.
Yes.
And I just ask for my prayer for my family and prayer especially for my sister Willamae, that her mind keep getting better. And I ask for prayer for my neighbor, Fly. His knee is bothering him. And his knee is bothering him. And everybody have a blessed day. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Yes.
Good morning. This is Sister Mary, and I just thank God for the prayers this morning. Thank God for my prayer, praise, and deliverance family. And it's good to hear the praise reports and be encouraged this morning. And I pray for the wisdom and favor of God, even on my life and on the lives of so many others, that things are getting better and bigger, better and stronger, and we are getting wiser in the things that we do. So I thank God for each of you and continue your prayers for me, my family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Anybody else?
This is Apostle Horsey asking for prayer for the family, the Horsey, McCray, and Rutledge family, and healing in the time of bereavement. I have a cousin that passed, and we just want prayer for the family at the Lord of strength during this time. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Well, we thank God for the prayer request and the praise request. It's good to come together once again and to do the work of the Father. So we're getting ready to, we're near the top of the hour, but I just want to remind us that we are praying for this nation. There's a need across the nation for healing. There are so many people who need to be healed mentally. Mentally, people are stressed. There was a... here in our city where a coach killed another coach at a football game for the kids. So we need to continue to pray and bind up the demonic spirit of murder. The Lord God Almighty can help to heal our nation, heal the people. People need to be healed of the pressures that are on them. Some people have just been locked up. I know a lot of people are out there just running around doing things, but the Lord God Almighty is our deliverer. Pray for the leaders of our nation and for our nation to get better, because we need that. So we've heard all the requests today. We're going to come on in and begin to pray and thank God for deliverance. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Lord God Almighty, in the name of, we thank you, Father, today for these prayer requests, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today for... Sister Gladys, for grace and favor, oh God, and for her family, for herself,
yes,
God. Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that.
Yes,
we thank you for Willie May, oh God.
Every decision that we have to make, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. let our steps be ordered by you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, you said that you would direct our path, Father.
In the name of
Jesus, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Thank you,
Father,
for helping
me.
Thank you, Father, that we are holy, we are healed, nothing missing, nothing broken in the mighty name of
God, we pray and come against this murdering spirit, Lord
God.
Contagious spirit, Lord God, that is trying to come and take our minds off of
in all of our lives, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you right now, God, for our churches,
God, that they may know, Lord God, that they have made out to you,
in the name of Jesus, but we know that God is coming back, not for
us, but
coming back for
us. And be mindful of things that they do, Lord God, when
you
pull up
in
anger, Lord God,
in the name of Jesus,
Lord God, to heal the harm, the hurt, Father God, deliver, Lord God, and heal, Lord God, heal our communities, oh Lord God, heal our nation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let those that have a gun and are responsible, Lord God, let them be given
of
those guns right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that is not a place for anger to dwell in and have a gun and be angry, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Lord, let us have right now, God, a right attitude this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Have thine own way in our lives,
God. Bus drivers,
name.
God.
Thank you right now, God, for ministering angels, body and angels, war and angels, fighting our battle for us in the heavens, Father.
The name of
in the name
pray.
Of Jesus, and Lord, we respect our ministering angels, war
and your
angels, and
God,
and angels to go
forth
the north to the south. And that
Lord,
and
glory
the
to God.
Accomplish the
yes, Lord,
that we
yes,
have
my
put
God.
Up before you, Lord
hallelujah.
God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
Father.
My God.
Thank
we
you,
wish
Jesus.
To praise you this morning,
thank
oh God, because
you
are awesome.
Thank
you're
you,
awesome. You're doing wondrous work today.
We believe in you right
marvelous
now, Father.
Our,
by
oh God,
the middle of the spirit,
thank
the middle
you,
of the middle. The
praise
spirit of
God,
pain,
God,
the spirit of jealousy
God.
And envy, Father.
Glory
to God. Put down up underneath our feet,
glory
Father.
God.
We pray against every
praise
spirit of
murder. Yes, the praise, the honor, and the glory.
The
hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you.
Thank God for the unity this morning. It has been so wonderful. Just hearing the prayers, the fervent, effectual prayers of a righteous man of God. We thank you, Lord, for the people of God just coming together and being in unity. Because where there is unity, there is strength. So we thank God for the strength of God's word each and every day. So as we're leaving today, I decree and declare that all prayers are sealed and covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them, regardless of who they came from. In the name of Jesus, we send it back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that we continue to resist the devil and he flees from us. And I decree that we delight ourselves in the Lord and he gives us the desires of our hearts. I decree that our bodies are healed by the stripes of Jesus, and we reach out in faith like the woman who had the issue of blood. She reached out in faith and touched the hem of his garment, and she said, I will be made whole, and that is what we make a declaration for today. I decree that our sins are forgiven and we are blessed. I decree we are the seed of Abraham through Christ Jesus, and his blessings are ours. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I love each and every one of you. Thank you so much for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself. Thank you for loving your family, friends, neighbors, and the enemies out there, because that will help to draw them to God, because you show the love of Jesus Christ. So everybody, have a beautiful rest of the day. Come back tomorrow. Bring somebody with you. Let them know what we're doing, and we will continue to pray and see God do miracles, signs, and wonders in our lives as we believe. Amen. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Praise his name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.